Good day. My name is Yolande Reineke. I am a lecturer of module ACN203S, Cost Accounting and Control. The purpose of this podcast is to emphasize the importance of good exam technique and exam preparation. For ACN203S, students will write a two-hour examination at the end of the semester covering all the learning outcomes in study units 1 to 10. The exam will consist of 4 questions adding up to 100 marks. Please note that questions can consist of subsections. The format of the exam will be similar to previous exam papers. Both the Afrikaans and English versions will be available to the students. As with all things in life, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. It is important to study all the study units. Do not spot. Cost accounting topics are easily integrated with each other, and therefore it is highly probable that you will regret leaving out certain study units. Proper time management is critical for your success. Here are some recommendations on how to practice time management for ACN203. Practice by doing questions within the allocated time limits. You can practice past examination papers that is on MyUNISA, as the marks and number of minutes allocated are indicated and which may be useful for your practice. Another helpful exercise may be to simulate your exam conditions by attempting questions totaling 100 marks in a full 2-hour sitting. Do not exceed the allocated minutes per individual question. Try to achieve as many marks as possible, as early as possible in attempting a solution. On the day of the exam, remember your watch and your non-programmable calculator. You will be provided with the necessary answer book in the examination venue. Make quite sure that you fill in your student number correctly on the front page of the answer book. Do not write your student number on every page. Do not write out the question. We know what we've asked. There's no need to remind us. Know your formats and formulas off by heart. And yes, cost volume profit analysis formulas are important. You will not be given a formula sheet in the exam. You have to know the formulas. Examiners often give marks if you simply write down the correct formula or format. Read the question carefully. While this may seem obvious, you'd be surprised to see how many students fail to actually read and understand what the question is asking of them. Read the question prior to reading the supporting material. This technique will guide you to focus on the right, relevant information when reading through the supporting material. Show your calculations. For ACN203S, we often give principal marks if we can identify that you applied the principal correctly, even if you've used the incorrect amounts. Prioritize the question from easiest to hardest. If there's a certain topic that you feel will earn you more marks than another, first attempt the question that you find you're the most comfortable with. This way, you will maximize your marks and increase your chances of passing. In the exam, it is very important that you do not exceed the allocated time per question. Move on to the next question when your time for a question is depleted. I know it is very difficult to leave a question when your time is finished for that question and you haven't written down everything that you know, but we often see that students obtain excellent marks in 1 or 2 individual questions or some subsections and then fail the exam because they haven't attempted all the questions. Apply these and other time-saving methods that you have discovered and practiced. When you have time left after completing a question, move to the next question. Only if you have time left after your final question, return to those questions that you haven't completed within the allocated time. All of these tips sound simple in theory, yet require discipline to implement in practice. Do not underestimate the importance of revision. Be prepared for the exams. Don't let the real exam be the first exam. You must work hard and do your best in the exam. Know that hard work always gets rewarded. Best of luck. I trust that these tips will pay off in the near future.